Mr. Sporty, written by William Mann. On the other side of the world, where the sun shines hotter than here, and where the worms do push-ups, there's a country called Football Land. As you can imagine, Mr. Sporty lives in a massive house in Football Land. He's so sporty that every morning he gets out of bed and does a one-handed handstand, some weightlifting, and 100 keepy-uppies, all at the same time. You see, he is sporty by name and even more sporty by nature. This story starts one morning when Mr. Sporty was eating breakfast. For breakfast, he was having ham, egg and chips. This is a normal Mr. Sporty breakfast. On this beautiful morning, a letter came. Mr. Sporty rushed to the letter.
"Wow!"
exclaimed Mr. Sporty as he opened the letter, and this is what it said.
"Dear Mr. Sporty, we would love it if you could attend this year's Mr. Men and Little Miss Olympics Games 2024. Day 5th of the 9th, 2024. Time 12:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Event triathlon, swimming, cycling, running. Good luck, the Olympic team."
Mr. Sporty was ecstatic and a little nervous. 5 days later, the great day arrived and Mr. Sporty jogged all the way to the Olympic venue.
"I bet I'll beat you,"
argued Mr. Rush.
"No, I'll beat you,"
shouted Mr. Strong.
"Calm down,"
said Mr. Sporty, trying to raise his voice. This is what all the competitors were doing. Mr. Excellent was doing football. Mr. Golf was doing, as always, golf. Mr. Cool was doing jet racing. Mr. Greedy was doing the eating contest.
"Racers, are you ready?"
boomed Mr. Perfect, the referee.
"You are now going to swim 1,500 metres across Hargreaves Lake. Ready, steady, go!"
continued Mr. Perfect in a loud voice. All the contestants rocketed across the lake. Suddenly, Mr. Rush didn't look where he was going and swam off course. Luckily, Mr. Sporty noticed Mr. Rush and carried him all the way across the lake.
"Vroom! Racers, are you ready?"
boomed Mr. Perfect.
"You are now going to cycle 40 kilometres around Hargreaves Lake. Vroom!"
Mr. Sporty and Mr. Rush zoomed off on their bikes. All of a sudden, Mr. Rush took a wrong turn and... bang! Mr. Rush got a puncture and he had to ride with Mr. Sporty.
"Racers, are you ready?"
boomed Mr. Perfect.
"You are now going to run 10 kilometres through Hargreaves Town."
Finally, they ran the last bit of the triathlon when Mr. Rush ran off course again, but Mr. Sporty eventually got him back on course. Then Mr. Sporty ran as fast as a cheetah and came in first place. This is what the score chart looked like when everyone had finished. Mr. Sporty, first. Mr. Strong, second. Mr. Funny, third. Mr. Impossible, fourth. Mr. Tall, fifth. Mr. Good, sixth. Little Miss Somersault, seventh. Mr. Rush, 8th, Mr. Bump, 9th, and Mr. Slow, 10th. Not surprisingly, it took Mr. Slow 3 days to finish the triathlon last time, so instead this time he did 3 metres swimming, 5 metres cycling and 2 metres running. It still took him 10 hours. So now you know, if you are as kind and sporty as Mr. Sporty, you might get an invitation to the Olympics triathlon.